Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the first line right at top. The Gemara will now go into a lengthy discussion about the punishments that come for different averas. For the avera of not fulfilling one's neder, of not being mekayim a neder, a man loses his wife. If you don't have what to pay, literally the pasuk is a person borrows money and you don't borrowing and he doesn't have to pay back, the creditor will seize his bed. But we darshan it to mean that if you don't pay back, if you don't pay back your neder, then you lose mishkafha, the wife. Rabbi Omer Bavin Nadarim Bonim Amesim Kishem Ketanim. And Rebbe says the punishment is that his children will die young. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Al tisnas picha lachti es besarcha." Don't let your mouth. A neder is made with the mouth. He doesn't fulfill what he expressed through his mouth. Why should your mouth cause you to have a chet for your basar, for your flesh, your children, who your flesh and blood? Val taimer lifnei hamalach ki shkagi. And don't say to the malach that it's a shkaga, that he was made a mistake. Lama yiksef alakim al koylecha v'chibalas masi adecha. Ve'ezen masi adav shalarim havi'aymer banav naisa shalarim. This is mais adam. Lama yachaba, why should he destroy the masi yadayim of the person, which these are his children? Ton rabbanan b'avin adarim banim meis. For the oven of the dorim, like was mentioned, a person, his children die young. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, he says, Ba'avan Bittul Torah. He says that punishment comes for the aver of Bittul Torah. So Bish, Lamalamandam Ravan Nidorim, Kiram, one who says for the aver of Nidorim, like we just mentioned, we just learned that from the Pasuk. Elilamandam Ravan Bittul Torah, Mikra, where's the Pasuk that you see that's Amr Bittul Torah? From the Gemara, the Chsiv, Lashavi, Kesi, Espinach. Musa loylakach says, I've hit your children, punished your children. Lashav, Musa loylakach, you didn't take Musa, you didn't learn Torah. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Amar, he says, Laman dam rav in the dorim, nami mahacha. You can also learn out from this pasuk that the punishment for the aver of not fulfilling the neder also is the punishment of the children. You can learn out from this pasuk because the pasuk says, that the pasuk says l'shavi kesi es b'neichem al iske shav on a shvu shav. He's not fulfilling what he expressed from his mouth. So frak the gemara michdi Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi, that's the very same person. V'Rabbi vavan nedarim koma. And Rabbi said that it was for the avoin, for the bear of nedarim, that the children die young. And over here he's saying, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, Bavan Bittul Torah. So how can it be that Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the same person? Is it, did he say Bittul Torah out in the door? From the Gemara, Basa, the Shama, Rabbi Shimon. After he heard what Rabbi Shimon said, that it was the door, then he also agreed to Rabbi Shimon. Pling, Yibarav Chia Barava, Rabbi Yisrael. They argue, on which avera causes is the responsible for the avoin of the bonim of the children dying young. One says the avera of mezuzah, of the parents who are not careful to mitzvah of mezuzah, and the other one says for bittul Torah. The one that says it's mezuzah is because he darshans the connection, the smichas of the psukim, but he only goes back one pasuk. He only goes back to the pasuk immediately preceding this one. So the Torah says, Laman yirbu yameich v'mei v'neich. The Torah says that you and your children will have long life. Now the pasuk immediately before that, the pasuk says, Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisach v'yisharech, mitzvah mezuzah. So, therefore, if you're Zohar in the midst of mezuzah, there'll be long life for you and your children. And if Chas v'Shalom not, it'll be the opposite. So that's how he darshan and makes a connection between mezuzah and the Arichas Yamim. Ulaman Damar Bavan Bittul Torah, Mikra Nizras Lefanav, Lifnei Fanav, the one that says it's Bittul Torah, he goes back even further. He goes to the Pasuk even before that. You can darshan the Pasuk Lefanav, preceding one, the one immediately prior, and the one before that one. So the one before that one is Lemar Tamoisim as Benechem, teach Torah. So therefore we make the connection between Talmud Torah and Arichas Yomim, and if Chas V'Sholem Bittul Torah, then it will be the opposite. Pligi Bor Bechiv Rav Yehuda, Chad Amrav Mezuzah, Chad Amrav Ben Tzitzis. One says it's mezuzah, like we mentioned. The other one says oven tzitzis. If he's not careful with tzitzis, there will come this chas v'shalom, this terrible punishment. Bishlam leman dam rav mezuzah tichsiv. It says uksav tamam mezuzas beisecha uksiv basrei leman yirbi yimech v'mei v'neichem. Like we mentioned, you have the connection between the two psukim. El leman dam rav oven tzitzis. My time, why, what's the reason, what's the source to say there's a connection with tzitzis and the Arichas Yomim and Chas V'Sholem, if not the opposite? Amar Rav Kana V'Tema Shila Mori, he says, Dechsiv Gam Bichnafayach Nimtzu Dam Nafshayz Evyonim Nekiyim. It says, on your garments, on the corner of your garments is the dam of the blood of innocent. Meaning that if you're not careful with your corner, the mezuzahs, which are the tzitzis rather, the tzitzis which are on the kanfais, bigdechem, the tzitzis which are on the kanfais, on the knafayim, if you're not careful with that, then chas v'sholem is the dam of the nefashis. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok amar leman dam rav mezuzah nami meach. He says you can also learn it, mezuzah, from this pasuk. Dechsiv lo b'machteres metzosim. It says lo b'machteres metzosim. It's that is in that part of that pasuk, and it says I didn't find it in the machteres. She also psochim ki machteres. They made their psochim, their doorways, like a machteres. A doorway is chayiv b'mezuzah. A machteres, a tunnel, there's no chayiv mezuzah. They made their doorways like a machteres, like a tunnel, meaning that they didn't put mezuzah, and therefore that's why it says that nimsu dam nafshayis evyonim nekiyim. Omer ish lakish kolazor b'tzitzis. We're discussing the mitzvah of tzitzis. So he says a person who is careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis zeicha mishamtim v'lai shnei alafim u'shnei yemeyas avarim. He'll be zeicha that serving him, he'll have 2,800 avarim. 2,800 servants. Shenemar, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, koyamar shem tzvakais b'yomim mehima. In those days will come, asher yachziku asora nashim mikol shon yisugayim. 10 people from all of the nations. And we know there's Shiva Mumas, there's 70 nations. So there will be 10 people from all of the nations. So that's 700 people. And it says, v'yachziku b'chnav ish Yehudi leimor. And they'll all grab onto the corner. Now there's four corners on a garment. There's four corners on a garment. So you have 700 times four corners, that's 2,800, and they'll say, Lemar necha imachem. Let me go with you. Let me go with you. Let me go with you to the Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. They're prepared, they're ready to serve this the Yid. So you see that he's Zoyer on the tzitzis, they'll grab onto the corners of his beged, and he'll have that number of servants. Simon. Sone chalet truma nixeles dina shua shepuchta giluya v'navlusa. So that's a simon, and each one of these words will discuss a different topic that the Gemara will now discuss. Tanya Rabbi Nachami Aimer ba'avin sinas chinam with the aver of avin sinas chinam, hating someone for no reason. Hating a person because he did an avera, he's a rasha, is a different matter. But has hating a person who is did not do averas, not because an aver, not because he's a rasha, just for some personal reason, that's sinas chinam. The punishment is meriva rabam seich beis shalom. There will be quarreling in his house. Veishtam apals nafalim. She'll miscarry. His wife will miscarry. Ubanu v'neisav shalom. Meisam chen v'tanim nechas v'shalom. The children will die young. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Bavan Chala, if a person is not careful with the mitzvah of Chala, Ein Bracha b'mechunas. There's no bracha in things that are stored away, he won't have a bracha. Umeir Mishtalach B'Shoyim, and the prices, there'll be a curse on the prices, inflation, there'll be a curse on the prices, Vizorim, Zeroim, Vachyam, Meichlim, and they'll plant, people will plant, and other people will take it and harvest it. Shenemer, Afani, Es, Ezeis, Lechem, Vivkati, Lechem, Beholah, and I'll put on you a mitzvah that there'll be a panic for on you, Es ha-shachavis ha-chadachas, there'll be the burning fevers, machlo zinayim, medivis nofesh, the belonging of the eyes, and it'll be as the nefesh will suffer. People will be looking for Yeshua, and Yeshua doesn't come, so therefore they are heartbroken. Uzratam l'rik zarachem, and you plant for no reason. Plant in vain, v'achlu oyveichem, your enemies will eat it. Al tekri b'hola, so b'hola is a panic. Don't read b'hola, ela b'chola. Sometimes the hay and ches are interchanged with b'chola. B'chola, for the avera of not being mafresh chola, of not giving the chola, that's how these punishments come. V'im naisim, but on the other hand, if he does give the chola, misbarchim, they have a brocha. Shenemar, reishis harisoysechem, titl l'kayin. It says, if you give the chola, the reishis of your dough to the kayin, laniach brocha el beisechem. Bavin bittel trumas and maizres, if people do not give the trumas and maizres, shamayim netzor, mulahari talamotar, the shamayim does not, it withholds the rain and the dew. It does not bring down the rains that the people need for their crops. By yoker hava, and therefore there is inflation to the high prices because there's not enough rain. V'hasachar oven, and people can't make a living, there's no profit. U'bnei odom rotzim achar panasasim v'ein magiyim, and people are working and running for parnasa, and then I can't find parnasa. Shenemar tzia gam chayim yigzul me'mi shelik. The dry season, the heat will steal away from the snow. Will steal away, meaning there won't be enough irrigation, there won't be enough of the water to irrigate properly the crops. Shol chotim, they have been chayta, to shol to the depths. So my mashma, how do you see from here? Tanat beru shmol, bishol roim shdes vizachem b'maisel chama, that which you were commanded in the summer season, in the warm season, which is being mafresh trumas and maisers. In the warm season, that's when the harvest takes place, and that's when the person has his new crops, and he has a mitzvah chiyuv to mafresh trumas and maisers, because of a vera that they did during the summer season, the warm season. They weren't mafresh the trumas and maisers. Malay season, and you did not perform it. You did not do it. The water, the irrigation, from the snowy season, the winter season, when the rains come, that's in Eretz Yisrael, the rains are in the winter season, they'll be stolen away because of the avera that was done in the summer season. V'im naisim, on the other hand, if they do give it, mizbarchen, they get a bracha. If they give the trumas and maisers, they get a bracha. Shenemar, haviyu eskola maiser al beis ha'iser, bring all of the maiser to the storage houses, v'yoterf b'veisi, the big food in my house. U'bechanuni na b'zeis amr Shem's tzokis, and test me with this. You can test me with this, Shem says. And what's it says? Im lo yeftach lachem es arubas ha-shamayim v'arikoy silchem brocha b'lidai. Tells me if I don't open the windows of the shamayim for you, and I'll pour from the windows, so to speak, brachas from shamayim, you'll have brachas from shamayim ad b'lidai without any limit. May ad b'lidai, amar rami bar rav, amar rav. He says, ad shi yivlu, sisisech m'loim b'dai. It means ad b'lidai, until your lips are worn out. You're saying, die, it's enough already. Your lips will be worn out from saying enough. You'll have so much brocha. Ba'avayin gozol ha-gavoy oil. When people steal, that's when the locusts come. The locusts come and they destroy the crops. Va'arav ha'iva, and there's always, people are always hungry. Uv'ne'arim o'ichlim b'sar b'neim reisim, and Rahman al-Salam, it comes to such a hunger that they eat the flesh of their children. And shenemar shimu hadavar hazeh paros haboshen. It refers to these people, the chaytim as paros haboshen, the fat cows of Boshen, asher bahar shimron, which dwell in the mountains of Shimron. Ha'oishka is dolim. They're oishik the dolim, the poor people. They oppress from the poor people. They take away from the poor people. Ha'roitzes is of yainim, who crush the poor, the needy. Amar Rava, Kigain Hani Nashi de Machuza, he called the, like the women of Machuza, they called them like fat cows, that they indulge themselves constantly. The Achla V'loyav, they eat and they indulge themselves and overindulge and they don't work, and so that's a reference to them. Look, see, he case he has Chem Shidofen V'Yirakan, so the punishment for that is that You'll be afflicted with the shidofen yerokin. Those are the warm winds that destroy the crops and the mildew that destroys the crops. Arbois gagesem v'karmeim that destroy the crops and the multitudes of what you have in your gardens and your vineyards. Muteinechem v'zeisechem yochel hagozem. And what grows from the figs and the olive trees, the gozem will eat it up. Oksiv yesra la gozem yochel arba, what's left over that the gozem didn't destroy, then the locust will destroy. The yesra arba achel yolek, and what's left over from that, the yolek will destroy. The yesra yolek achel chosel, and what's left over than the chosel, the oksiv yigzra yamin v'ra'ev, then people will be starving and they have nothing to eat. And they go and take away from the right, they take from the people on the right, they take away from the left, they steal here, they steal there, and they're not satisfied, they don't have what to eat, and they're still hungry. Ish besar zroy yoichelo. And it comes to that terrible madriga where they eat the flesh of their children. Al tikri besar zroya, don't read it literally, the basar of their arm, of their zroya, el besar zaroy, of their children.